Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. It's coming up the end of April, and we're going to talk about it this morning with John and Leslie Leahy here. Katie Horning is here, and good morning and welcome back to all of you.
Good morning.
We do this show a couple of times a year and just talk about some really great things. And we're going to get into the Day of Service and what that's all about. Katie, for once, I'm going to start off with you.
Oh, boy.
Because the Katie Leahy Day of Service is really been a day where primarily students at JM all come together and you get a lot of students. And you being a teacher and around students and all, I always leave really encouraged, because for so much you talk about all kids do is look at their small screens, and for a couple of hours, in the spring and fall, I've seen kids do all kinds of just sometimes big stuff, sometimes just a little menial kind of things, but do it enthusiastically.
Absolutely. I have a young group of women that I've been talking to about another subject matter, but they keep coming back to this idea of the Day of Service and that they feel it is so good for them personally to get outside of themselves and to do something and to give something back to the community, and that really supports their mental and emotional health when they can know that for 4 hours of my day, I chose to do something for somebody else. You're absolutely right. Getting out of their phones is huge for them.
It just makes you see that there are some kids with some substance out there.
Absolutely. And more have the substance than you would know, and they keep coming to us. They're slowly figuring out that this is really something that they're going to feel good about and that they can, put some trust in, that it's going to be there for them. And it's not just something to put on a college transcript or resume. This is something for them, but for others as well.
And teachers too, because I've seen you out. You've been out. I have pictures of you picking up trash in front of the donut place over there on William Street. And it was a chilly Saturday morning, and you were doing it as enthusiastically as the kids.
I it is a time for me, and sentimentally so. I kind of do go off on my own a little bit, but I use the time to think about my experiences with Kaylee and growing forward and how I can bring that back to the classroom. So it really is something different for everybody, but I really take a lot of pleasure in it because it's like my meditation time.
Yeah, I wondered if when you were out there, if that was the time, because you were close with Kaylee. You'd been her homebound teacher for a while.
I was, and I talked about this before on the radio. She was an exceptional writer, and that I just kind of stumbled onto, and I just kept wanting more, and she was equally exceptional to speak with. So I just kept seeking her out, and not even really knowing where any of it was going, but she just helped me grow as a person. It's funny how that works, that the student becomes the teacher.
John and Leslie, that's good to know, to see how this is continuing to build, and just hear Katie's stories and knowing about kids. That's what ultimately you wanted to come out of this.
Yes. Well, yes and no. It initially started as just like a day of service where anybody could get involved. And to be honest, the JM community really kind of took off. They just were there. They signed up. And the next year, it was, let's just make it a JM event. So we kind of made it just a JM event, and it has worked. But people want to be more involved. I'm hearing, I want my parents to be involved, and teachers are wanting to be involved. So, and Walker Grant wants to be involved. So we are kind of totally open to ideas. So each one of them is a little different.
Isn't that terrific?
Yeah.
When you start something like this, you're never quite sure how it's going to go. You have an idea, and you try to execute it, and this will be our fourth day of service now coming up. And, the first day we walked into the school at lunchtime to begin to, sort of recruit volunteers, before Leslie could even put her stuff down, kids were coming up to her and saying, I would like to sign up. Can I do this? So, it's really grown legs. And, I don't know where it's going to go, but it's definitely sustaining itself and sustaining us.
Wow, that's the really the exciting part of this, because I can remember when you two came in for the first one, there was, you know, you didn't know how many may show up or how long this was going to last, and we're going to get into the scholarship and talk about all that as we go along this morning. For people who aren't aware and are new to the community or haven't been paying attention, talk a little bit about who Kaylee was.
Oh, as everyone likes to say, Kaylee was a light. And, you know, she was a spark. She was a young person that was rather shy. And I always say once she got to JM is when she got this megaphone that we all remember seeing her at through Amnesty International, to get on the bus in D.C. All these JM students hopped on the VRE and spent a day. And I almost think that's the day that she just became this larger-than-life person. Hmm. And awareness was just overflowing with what the impact she could have in this big world of ours.
Yeah, seeing a need out there and realizing that she had a role and a purpose.
Now, and that's to see. And well, I would have never guessed when I first met her, she was anything but shy.
Me too.
But it's I mean, I guess you can look back and you can see the progression of how things like doing things with Amnesty International and then later throughout high school and then her time at UVA being involved in things.
Yes, and you know, kind of just growing up a regular kid, you know, getting involved in different things, in soccer and scouting and just horseback riding, anything. She was just always interested in doing something. And I think it was once she hit JM and the clubs were available and she was in charge of the French club and with Amnesty International, and there's just so many great opportunities for involvement. It's easy to kind of find your way.
Yeah, and she had some exceptional teachers at JM and you know, even the other city schools, and I think they were a real inspiration to her. You know, kind of like what we're trying to do at the Day of Service. They, you know, kind of put an opportunity in front of her to be president of the Amnesty Club, to write, to, you know, get involved, and she latched onto it and really, you know, made something special of that.
Well, as you have discussed, you know, just other schools, not other city schools, and you know, teachers and adults wanting to get involved. Every year, each of these events that I've come to, it always starts out at your house, and I just wonder, it's going to get. Wouldn't it be great if it got to the point where it was too big for your neighborhood, and you had to go to JM or had to go to Walker
about
Grant?
That, actually.
Yeah, I think we're going to move to the backyard. I love having them at our home because I do feel like it brings them all together tight, and there's something special about that in itself. But we have like thought about the Dorothy Hart Community Center and other things as if it got large. But
so I think our first one we had 40 or 50 volunteers, and then 70. Then our last one we were over 100, and right now we have maybe 150 signed up to participate in the April 28th Day of Service.
As long as we see permission forms. That's to me what's real is about the permission forms. But no, we have a lot of enthusiasm. So we're pretty excited, and we have a number of service projects to get involved in. So we're ready. We're going to be doing some marketing at JM today. We call it marketing and that recruiting. So that's a real joyful day.
Kaylee Leahy Day of Service is April the 28th. This will be the fourth one. It's become a spring and a fall event. John and Leslie Leahy here, Katie Horning here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
John and Leslie Leahy here along with Katie Hornung. We're talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. It is April the 28th. I can't believe when you just said it's the fourth one, because I can remember when you first came in and we talked about all this. And I even remember, because I thought it was just going to be once a year kind of thing. And we went through the whole thing. And as you left, I remember you saying, you know, well, because it was the first one was that in the fall?
It was in the fall.
And then we'll see in the spring. And I thought, well, they misspoke because I'll see you next fall. And when you did, I thought it works. I mean, it really, having it two times a year for this really works for the kids.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we tell the kids is, you know, every day is a day of service. But it's nice, it's fun, and there's a lot of energy to come together and do something as a group. And, you know, I think the kids feed off each other's energy, and they end up working shoulder to shoulder with somebody who might not be in their group at school. And they learn something about them, and, you know, it's for a good cause. And I think it's fun to, you know, come together and make it a special day.
Well, and when I was an eye opener for me it was last fall when one of the football coaches came and brought a bunch of JM football players. They had a game the previous night, and I remember the coach telling me that he said I was prepared to bring the whole football team. I was going to tell the team they had to come, but he told me that you, Leslie, had said. No, that, you know, that'd be nice if they all want to come, that's fine, but we only want people that want to be here.
Yeah, this day is about people coming forward by themselves. The only, to me, the catch is they have to bring a permission form. So that's the only hurdle in getting up in the morning and to our home by 8 o'clock. But it really, I want to instill this personal sense of commitment and community in students. So that was easy, and we had the students that he brought were really excited, but we could have had 100 more students, but it's not the numbers. But everyone says, "Oh, you want to grow the program?" Well, yeah, and we're growing it, but I think we're growing it because we're adding projects, and that was one of the things we heard from the beginning, is the students want a selection. And that's that is one thing that we have accommodated. Some of our services only need like a couple students, five, mm-hmm. And where others like Tree Fredericksburg, we could use 100. And the Friends of the Rappahannock, we're getting involved in a river cleanup this spring on April 28th. We're going to be part of the river cleanup, and we need 40 students for that. So we've got Harbor House, we've got Lois Ann Hope House, we have Fairy Godmother Project. We did Habitat last fall, and that is one that I want to bring back. That requires students to be a certain age of 16, and an additional form. So we keep growing it, but we're also coming back to our services that we're building relationships with our students and services in the Fredericksburg community.
And you hope that after they do something, because they see how good it makes them feel and just the – just the significant things that they're able to accomplish, and that they want to do it as adults and keep going as they grow older.
Yes, and one of the things that we do is after we all come back together at around noon, because it's 8 to noon, and the students write testimonials about what it meant to them.
It started off as our trying to get feedback from the kids, like what did you like, what could we do better the next time.
Yeah,
and kind of gave us a little bit of that, but generally it was like kind of a testimonial about what that day meant for them.
And if I can read one from a young man, he says, I will never succeed in describing this morning with words. I saw kindness here like I've never seen before, and which I think I am unlikely to find elsewhere. It can seem impossible to change the world, but today it became clear that this is not true. I did not know Kaylee. We never became friends or acquaintances. I only ever saw her once. But today, watching everyone plant trees and help with other tasks, kindly, joyfully, lovingly, I could see her spirit, and it was beautiful. And to know this day of service is for our community, but it has also started as how John and I were grieving, and not just John and I grieving, Katie grieving, and Connie Orgeron, and the teachers, and many people in our community. That's really kind of where it got its legs early on, is how we can remember Kaylee.
Do something to honor her spirit and, kind of keep her legacy going.
Yes, and early on, so that's a student. And a teacher who has only missed one of the day of service, and she's our French teacher, Madame O, we call her, her testimonial is just beautiful. The first time I asked for volunteers for the day of service, I told my students about Kaylee and what it was like to have her as a student. I spoke about her interest in French and how she put it to good use in Francophone Africa. I spoke about her service to the JM community, the Fredericksburg community, and to causes close to her heart in the wider world. The students seemed to understand that the day of service was not only about funding the Kaylee Leahy Scholarship, but a way to continue her work. That first time, however, I really had to work to get volunteers. As more days of service were held, more students understood, and it was easier to get volunteers. I'm a gardener, so I spend my days of service at Downtown Greens. I've always had two or three of my students with me. For 11 years, I traveled internationally with my students, and a different relationship forms when I take my students into the Francophone world to use what they have learned in class. But volunteering with my students for the day of service forms an even different relationship. As we go to the JM community in Fredericksburg to carry on the work of one of our own, I dig in the dirt and talk with my students, sometimes about gardening, but the conversations cover a wide range of topics. We learn more about each other as we give our time to the community. It forms a deeper bond between us. How beautiful that is. And our students love working shoulder to shoulder with the teachers. So this is one of the years we're going to try to get more teachers involved. And, you know, it's a Saturday of their time, of their family time, and they're, you know, 2 days away from the school each week. So it's one of our goals, and we're hoping to get more.
I've already had some interest from faculty who've emailed me and saying, well, I have a mentee. Can I bring the mentee? I said, absolutely, yes. And they look at it as an opportunity, like Ms. Ogeron has conveyed here, to really bond with students who would like to have somebody in their life to help teach them what's possible instead of what's just in front of them.
I never even thought of that. That whole angle of having more teachers involved is a great idea for the kids to see that this isn't just something that some adults are telling us, you need to do this, but you believe in it enough to do it, you and others.
Well, that's when the kids are really going to believe you, is when you act upon it yourself. You can show them what's possible, and it's not just something you say, but something you do.
And kind of coming back to the beginning of the day of the service, it was also about funding the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship. Our idea was that students would do services around the community and people would give them money. And we put it into the Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship Fund. And the one service that the students all did that brought in money for the scholarship was working in teachers' yards. And we did that for a few times, and I think we also want to bring that back. But I always felt bad I was taking money from teachers when
they were giving you money.
I know. So that was very sweet. But yeah, the students really loved working in the teachers' yards, doing gardening and pulling weeds and painting and
getting rid of trash.
Yeah, and Mrs. Catlett, they actually went to her home and they helped her organize.
She talked about, you brought her in last year. About that.
And Ms. Gilly had a student that worked with her trying to help her get some organization in her life. And so it makes the teachers so real to students.
It does to go to their house. Because I remember as a kid going to you'd go to your teacher's house and you would just feel like it seemed like a museum or it should be, you know. But it does.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I've told you the story that the year that the track team did the lap-a-thon and walking the track with Coach Serbe, and he had just had, I think it was knee or hip surgery, and was just hobbling around, and he said, I have to be here. He said I knew her as a student well, and he just said, I had to be here, I'm gonna walk around this track. Because of that. And I just thought, it's those kind of things that that feeling of the community of wanting to help out.
Yeah. It's so easy to look around at the problems in the world and say, it's not my school, it's not my problem, it's not my city, it's not my community. But Kaylee was the kind of kid who kind of owned those kind of problems and wanted to take action.
That's what
makes things better.
Yeah, no, you see that, and you just see that you hope that parents can get and can instill that the kids want to do something like this, because you never know. You're not promised tomorrow, and you can in a short time that you're here, you can still have a big impact, and that's you can really see that with Kaylee and in her life and how this has gone on.
Yeah, she died at 19, and you know, that to me is like the prime of your life. You finish the high school and you're into the college scene and trying to figure out what you're doing, whether you're in college or not. But it was a very exciting time for Kaylee. So we, through the day of service, I feel like we kind of keep living our lives with young people and just seeing the what can the possibilities. So we're so pleased that the community has embraced the Day of Service and welcomes us time and time again to participate in really meaningful service.
I've seen. I mean, you're all wearing the T-shirt. I am the odd person out.
You didn't
this
get
morning.
The memo.
I did not get the memo to wear the.
One of these things is not like the other.
It's right. That's right. But those shirts are sort of, I mean, I've seen them around town of kids wearing them, and I think they're sort of like Great Train Race T-shirts that you see those around.
They're iconic.
Yeah. And I thought you do see those in the city, and I saw some at football games in the fall, and the people do wear them and are involved, and that's exciting to see.
Yeah. So we can we talk about the scholarship?
We're going to talk about that just in a second. Hold on. Hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about the scholarship and what it does and just sustaining it and how we can all get involved. The Kaylee Leahy Day of Service is April 28th in the city. This is the fourth one. John and Leslie Leahy here along with Katie Hornung. More coming up on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We were talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service on April 28th this year. It's also been planned for October 11th in the fall. John and Leslie Leahy here along with Katie Hornung. We've talked about a little bit about the scholarship, but you provide – Leslie, you want to explain what the scholarship is all about, you or John?
Yeah. Well, I'll start. So the scholarship has a couple of two tracks. You can. It's primarily service based, but it also appeals to students that might be looking at careers in areas where important to Kaylee, such as global sustainability, Peace Corps, those such writing, human rights, peace studies. So we put together that scholarship pretty quickly after Kaylee died. She died in January, and we had it funded. It was $2,500 that spring.
And some very generous people.
Yes. The senior class at JM contributed $1,000. They all have they always have a project or something that they want to give to. And we had another very generous donation, and we donated. So it was like – it was done. And we created this amazing scholarship with all these different teachers at JM, and we had super applicants, and we awarded it to Clara Camber. She was our first recipient, who is now a sophomore at UVA, and really kind of like is a mini Kaylee. It's so awesome, but she's her own person, Clara. Mm-hmm. But so that was $2,500. So after that June, it was awarded at the JM graduation. It was a surprise. It was so exciting. We started gearing up again because we had that big lofty goal of $2,500. And I tell you, people had been giving $10. We've had $500. We had people matching it. And then I had a student that sent us this little note. For the past 2 years, I've been collecting recycling from Mary Washington Ambulatory Surgery Center so I could sort through the bags and separate the aluminum cans from the rest to take it to the recycling center and donate the cans for revenue. I did this not only for my National Honor Society hours, but also to raise money for the Kaylee Leahy Scholarship at JM. I wanted to do this for my final contribution to the high school that gave me new friends and helped me prepare myself for the road ahead. And we've had a couple of donations from students. A student couldn't participate in the day of service because she worked. She worked at a restaurant. She donated all her tips that day, and I think it was like $100. Mm-hmm. So we get these little ones, we get these big ones, but we really want to sustain it because it does give us a little a bit of angst about, like, can we award it? We are fully funded for this spring. For this, we're going to be the scholarship is for seniors, and it's due April 20th. So
applications
are due, but we're already fundraising for graduation of 19. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of like the Day of Service, we wanted to do it once and, you know, weren't sure, you know, how popular it would be or, what would happen with it. And it's become a, kind of a really special moment at the JM graduation.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. No, I don't know that there's a dry eye amongst us. But I think that also as students hear about Kaylee, because there's always kind of this preface that is read, you know, it brings their attention and their awareness to, you know, you don't have to be the best of the best. This isn't given to someone who is just truly academic, but someone who is a great human being. And that's ultimately how this individual is chosen.
And, you know, some scholarships are need-based, others are merit-based. I like to think of this as passion-based.
Yes. Yeah, and we actually tweak it kind of also based on feedback from students and kind of actually reading through the awards. John and I are not at all part of it,
selection.
But this year we kind of separated it so the scholarship could be awarded to a student who has made significant contributions to his or her school or local community by demonstrating several of Kaylee's attributes or pursuing education or a career in a field related to one of the following, as what I mentioned earlier. So we kind of have two tracks for students to kind of take the application and run with it. You get it from the high school guidance counselor. It's a very simple one, and you just need to be in good standing, a 2.0, to apply. So we've awarded it twice, and we're really excited about getting applicants for this spring's scholarship.
We have a committee that will read through the applications and then interview the applicants and make a selection.
So how can you give?
I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about that.
How can the community get involved?
Well, we have standing opportunity through James Monroe High School. Katie Hornung, again, is our conduit. So you can send checks or cash or money orders to Katie. She writes a receipt. We give a thank you. That's 100% goes to the scholarship. And the other way is through PayPal, and we have it all set up for today and after, so you can go through there and through the JM website under.
And we have a Day of Service and Scholarship website that Katie set up for us too.
My limited knowledge.
Oh, it's a great one.
But you can find two links to the PayPal, and one is at the James Monroe High School website. So it's cityschools.com/James Monroe. And then the other site is our Weebly site. And
Kaylee Leahy Service Scholarship.
Yeah. And I discovered this morning that if you just type Leahy Day of Service Scholarship, it'll come up, L-E-A-H-Y, and you can find it easily that way. And you can actually find a nice YouTube video of our speaker last fall.
Of Katie, compliments of you.
Yeah. No, that it. So there are a number of ways you can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can do it. And that, I was just going to say, I'm sure if you Googled this.
Yeah.
it's amazing.
It comes
the
up.
Google.
Yes.
The Google.
No, it comes up and you can find out. So there are ways that any of us that want to get involved can get involved. And that's, I guess, by just giving, by just giving and financially building it up. And, you know, it gives you a reserve and you can continue on.
Yeah. Our hope is to really sustain this for many years to come so that we can support, you know, great kids over the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the other thing is I think we've answered the question because I can remember when a few years ago when we started this and you wondered it's how just the sustainability and once some of Kaylee's friends – age out and move on, will this be able to continue? And it is. I mean, because Kaylee's story is just the kind that can be an inspiration, you know, in, you know, 50 years from now, it's going to be an inspiration.
Yes. And what's very exciting is Kaylee would be graduating this May if she were in college. So all her friends are graduating. So you know what that means? we have a whole new audience to tap. They're going to get out into that big old working world. So, no, and we're also pulling from those students to be our inspirational speakers at each of the day of service. But no, you know, anyone can give. And if you don't have money, you can give time and you can be a part of the day of service. Time is so important.
I think the speakers that you've had that have all been good friends of Kaylee's, one of the things that I think all that really comes through is just as passionate as she was and her friends are, they were still just goofy kids. Mm-hmm. They tell stories about just kids having fun and just doing, you know, goofy things, but you could still do that and be really a substantive person. You don't always have to be going around and, you know, serious about everything. Kids are kids, but they can still have an impact, and that's really what Kaylee was all about.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has that in them, and you know, it's great to see. You know, like, you know, of course, Kaylee was our kid, and you know, to us, she was just a kid and did the goofy kind of things that drive parents crazy. But you know, she had that passion, and in her own way, was exceptional and committed, and really. You know, loved service and volunteering, and you know, when you kind of step back and look at that, like, wow, that's a special thing. But I think every person has that in them, and the beauty of youth is you're not jaded by the years and torn in different directions, and you know, that passion I think can get to the surface a little more easily when you're young.
But I should also say, in knowing you two, she got that passion from you guys too, and. John, you did some really – I mean, you and her, I know, did some really cool things just as far as service goes.
Yeah. I had been a Peace Corps volunteer, which, you know, to me, of course, you want to do something good for the world. But I also wanted to have a great adventure, and I got both out of that. But, you know, even when Kaylee was a little kid, I think, you know, maybe 5 years old, she said, you know, I want to go see where you were in Africa. And I had served in Togo. And I kind of assumed that, you know, well, when she's 8 or 9, she'll kind of forget about that.
Yeah.
But no, she never forgot about it. And when she was about 13, I said, well, if you want to do this, you know, probably 14 or 15 would be a good time. Let's start making plans. And sure enough, she was committed to it. She, you know, did fundraisers at JM to raise money to do a water sanitation project in the town where I was. And, you know, it was quite remarkable. She really embraced it.
Yeah. And to think that she went, you know, she worked at a ballet show through Fredericksburg Ballet Center. They let her host some tables. She just kind of made money to bring with her and to make this water sanitation project happen. It was great. So even the community thought they were a big part of her effort abroad. So
it was nice to go back, not just as a tourist, but with a mission and a purpose. And I'd been doing construction when I was there, so I kind of knew some of the people that could help make that work. And it was great.
And for me, kind of looking at some of the projects, the services that we are affiliated with, like Harbor House, it's grief support services. And Kaylee was a volunteer for Youth Bereavement Group when she was in eighth grade, which I cannot believe. And, you know, in eighth grade, she was working with young people that maybe had lost a sibling or a parent or a grandparent. It was through Harbor House, right across the street from JM. They're one of our services that we support. And Kaylee planted trees with Tree Fredericksburg. And Kaylee did a program with the Friends of the Rappahannock. And Kaylee, our family was helped by Fairy Godmother Project while Kaylee was alive. And now in bereavement, our family is supported by Fairy Godmother Project. They're one of our services. So, and Kaylee did Habitat in Charlottesville. And we've been building a relationship with the Fredericksburg Habitat. So we just it's all come full circle for me. And now we're going to be working on JM's campus. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of our big projects in this spring, preparing to reforest the grounds at JM. Don't want to let too much out about that, but we could use like 100 people at the day of service to start preparing, and we're not planting one tree. That's the sad part, but we are going to be doing a big tree planting in the fall for our fall day of service on October 11th. We've already got the next one planned, thinking ahead.
Well, and Katie, it's been interesting as you guys have talked a little bit off air about just the new Kaylees that you see at school.
Oh God, yeah,
it's got to be exciting. Kaylee was one of a kind, but there are other Kaylees and there are other families and other kids that are coming through school and involved in a lot of things.
Absolutely. Well, I have the privilege of working at the sophomore level with children who take the highest level class. And a lot of them, you can tell, they were raised much like Kaylee was in understanding that the world is bigger than them. And it needs us. And it needs people like them. And so I have two kind of moments in class. One is my English nerd moment when a kid gets a punctuation correct and they can explain why. And the other one is when they make these connections as to why they are important, that their worth is so big that they can share it. And, I hesitate to share the names of the kids who are not here right now. I hope maybe they can join us for the fall session. But they seem to come out of the woodworks, and our young women in particular are standing up and taking charge and just saying, this is amazing. I can do this. And they're figuring out ways to make what we're asking them to do work. We don't have to lay out a plan for them. They're doing it on their own through their own resilience and their own kind of intuition as to what needs to be done. They're mini adults, and it's so fantastic to work with. It's exceptional.
Well, it's fantastic, Katie, when you come and talk about this kind of stuff, because in this context, we're talking about JM and all the great things there. But you know that there are other, you know, whether it's Colonial Forge or Riverbend or, you know, name the school, wherever you're at, this is all around. And so sometimes when you look at things in the world, and like we said earlier, it just seems so dark. And but there are the bright lights that the things, because I just think, even though Kaylee's not here to see all this, how happy she would be, and how her friends who come and speak to the students or who are doing things just every day in where they're at today.
Yeah, you know, she planted a lot of seeds in the short time that we had her, and you know, it's so gratifying to see those seeds sprouting and growing and becoming, you know, a forest of great people and good deeds.
And they only can sprout with the light. Kaylee is our light. We always kind of keep coming back to that. She's our light. And the young people in our community are our light. And that's probably why we've really been enjoying focusing this day of service on encouraging youth to participate. One of the really cool testimonies I loved was a student said, the day of service was kind of a gloomy, dark day outside, but everyone came and supported and made that change quickly. The energy really helped change the mood of the whole day. Everyone was so happy to come and help out with whatever. That's how that day is. And we're getting JM alums that have come back and helped. They did some work with Habitat. So it really is an opportunity for really anyone to be a part of this day. And we really appreciate the opportunity to come and speak to our community through you, Ted. And thank you.
Oh, anytime. You guys, I told you, you're like family coming in here and doing this every time. So anytime. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up and talk again about how you can get involved with this, especially with growing the scholarship. And we'll talk again about some things that are going to be happening on April the 28th for the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. Katie Hornung here, John and Leslie Leahy. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Kaylee Leahy Day of Scholarship this morning, April 28th. It is the fourth time that this has occurred. It's been for JM students. If someone weren't a JM student and wanted to get involved, could they just get in touch with you, Leslie, and say, as long as they bring their form.
Permission slip signed by mom and dad.
Yeah, you know, the form is actually a JM form. So I imagine if we could get a permission form from any parent, any student under the age of 18. At 18, they can sign their own forms. So just to release us of any liability. And parents don't need to sign a form. We do have some of the services that do need forms, like Downtown Greens and Friends of the Rappahannock. They have their own forms that they'd like us to fill out, too.
But so, really the big thing when we talk about the scholarship, and if someone wants to get involved with the scholarship, there are a couple of ways. But, John, you mentioned if you just Google Leahy Day of Scholarship or Day of Service, it'll all come up.
Or Leahy Service Scholarship. Both of those will take you right to the website that Katie set up, or the City School Scholarship website.
And if you spell Kaylee's name right, it'll come up every
bonus.
Time. C-E-I-L-I.
I think she was exceptional because we built character by giving her a weird name.
Poor Kaylee. She means a hoot nanny. So, just Google hoot nanny and her name, Kaylee.
That was one of the tougher things for me asking. I remember asking her the first time she came in Now, how do we say this again?
Sealy.
Everybody
says Sealy.
C-E-I-L-I. It's an Irish word that basically means hootenanny.
it is. There's many ways to give. You can just send a check to the James Monroe High School, make it out. It's tax deductible. We have a 501c3 number for tax identification.
And if you have questions about that, you can call the school and they'll forward you on to my voicemail, and I'll be happy to give anybody a phone call back just to elaborate or direct you to the resources you'd like.
And this is truly a homegrown scholarship. You know, we're going to be spending this next year kind of really working on growing it so that we can sustain it. So anybody that has ideas, let us know. But we are working through JM. JM has been so kind to us. We're just a good match, our family and JM. But we're looking to bring in Walker Grant and Lafayette and Hugh Mercer to kind of figure out how to allow all these students to have their day of service, and not just one day, but multiple days. We're excited about that.
It's as you know, Ted, the Fredericksburg community is really exceptional, and they've done so much for us, and it feels good to, try to do something in return.
But, Ted, you remember Kaylee came on the show and we had this quote, and it said from Kaylee, how beautiful it is when everyone comes together. You know, you allowed her to have a voice on air, and so many people have taken excerpts from those interviews and written about them, and Everyone Living Vividly, that was another one of Kaylee's. We're just so thankful to this community. We are ready to do whatever it takes to bring out the best and help our fellow man locally.
That September 1st that she came in, I will never, ever forget it. We're unfortunately out of time. April 28th, the Kaylee Leahy Day of Service. John and Leslie Leahy, Katie Horning, thank you so much. Looking forward to having you come back in the fall to talk about the Day of Service and to continue to see how everything has grown. And again, Google and find out more about the scholarship and how you can get involved in that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted.
We'll see you soon.
Ted. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for
Bye-bye.
Listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.